As the Western-led governance system experiences an incessant erosion of credibility over its own predatory and protectionist policies, leading to more international turbulence and slower global growth, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, at the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro, offered a framework of cooperation to protect interests of the Global South and develop a joint response to the new, cascading challenges, helping contending with America's actions to erect trade barriers and grow at the expense of development in developing nations. President Donald Trump of the U.S. has imposed indiscriminate tariffs on almost the entire world, not seen in more than a century. These fake taxes reveal that the U.S. can no longer claim to be an anchor of the international economic system or guarantor of free trade and fierce competition, which could drive up innovation in the country and have benefited America and Americans for decades. This rent-seeking approach could weigh on the global economy and the U.S. economy. According to the IMF, a burst of tariffs introduced by Trump on April 2 could lower U.S. growth to 1.8% in 2025, a 0.9% decline from the fund's January forecast. This could prompt the IMF to call for an urgent trade policy settlement among major players. At this watershed moment when tariff-induced uncertainty is spiking off the charts, strengthening multilateralism is one of the key means to promote development across regions since it represents a majority of the nations and encourages them to work through joint consultation and shared understanding, raising a collective voice against unlawful tariffs and sanctions. Due to its core principles, including consensus-based decision-making, fostering development and equality, and modernizing and reforming global multilateral and governance institutions, BRICS has witnessed an exponential expansion over recent years. Several emerging economies, such as Indonesia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Ethiopia, Iran, and potentially Saudi Arabia, are now part of the organization. BRICS expansion will significantly elevate bloc's influence internationally, bring inclusivity to a fragmented world, and contribute to stability and development, especially in the Middle East and North Africa, which has grappled with enormous security and economic challenges over Trump's threats of taking over Gaza, military action on Tehran, and tariff-driven recession in oil markets. The organization is accused of seeking to avowedly challenge the Western-led economic governance institutions and establish an alternate to the existing international order, but this argument lacks the necessary rigor. BRICS instead envisages amputating systemic bias against the Global South from the current global order and strengthening it by promoting multilateralism, reforming international institutions, and stepping up efforts to build a more effective, inclusive, and representative multilateral system.